Great. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my dear friend Natasha Stoyanovich is back with us, and we're going to be talking about healing, purpose, and mastery in 2024 with Whale Consciousness and Ocean Light. So, some of what we're going to discuss today is what 2024 is inviting us into so that we can move on with more flow and live aligned with our divine blueprint, how your soul calling might be inviting you into personal growth and the exact healing that you need. And Natasha's going to share a personal story, the missing link when it comes to truly changing our lives and following our calling, and the power of ocean light and whale consciousness codes for healing and expansion. How swimming with humpback whales in their natural environment can be a life-changing experience, and more practical ways to connect more deeply with the whales and their healing power, and to receive the codes of light that the ocean and the whales are here to share with us. All that and more, of course. It's just not going to cooperate. So, for those of you who may not know Natasha, she was with us last season. You think it was, and so we were. I really enjoyed our conversation, and so I asked her to come back because it was so much fun and so interesting. So Natasha is a channel of the ocean light. She's a whale retreat leader, a frequency healer, a speaker, a mentor, and mother, deeply connected to her ancient heritage of galactic ocean consciousness. Natasha is masterful at transmitting divine frequencies of ocean light, whales, and dolphins to help leaders, light workers, and wayshowers transcend their experience of limitation and truly live as the light that they are while being grounded in this physical expression of reality. So, of course, you can read more about her bio on the special offer page. And if you are watching later on YouTube to the replay, please do subscribe so that you can have access to all of the previous shows, all the shows coming up, and you can read more about Natasha there as well. So Natasha, I'm so glad you're here with us. And I'm excited about this conversation. I always love talking about whales and the ocean and the light language and their wisdom that they have for us, and the dolphins, of course. It's a special connection that we have. I'm a water sign, so of course I love the ocean. I love the sound of the whales. I love the sounds of the dolphins. I just, it really calls to my soul. So I'm so glad that you're here with us. So everyone, please join me in welcoming Natasha back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I was just asking you, where are you? Because you were traveling for a while, and you were, going to some wonderful places, right? And really, following your calling, right? And so I was curious to see to find out, what has been going on with you in the past couple of months. I'm sure, like you mentioned how swimming with the humpback whales was a life-changing experience. I can only imagine, right? So you've been going through a lot of growth as well yourself, like as we all are, right? And the growth continues always, and the work continues always, but you have a special connection with the ocean, with the whales, with the dolphins, et cetera, right?
Yes, I definitely do. And it's interesting because it's very connected to the story that I wanted to share, what you're asking me right now. And yes, I've been swimming with humpback whales many times. I've led a retreat to swim with humpback whales. I'm doing another one in October. And it truly was life-changing. Like it just always is. The reason that we feel so connected to them is that we can just feel that they transmit frequencies and codes that are just really like supporting us, supporting our soul, supporting our expression. And they're here for a reason. Their songs are here for a reason. It's not like the reason for us to go and swim with them only, but they truly do support the awakening of our planet. Yes.
Absolutely. And today is also the equinox, right? The spring equinox. So I know you have a special message also about that as well, right?
Yes, that was really interesting because, I don't know how many weeks ago that was, but I had this strong calling to do an activation for the equinox. And it wasn't really aligning with my plan, but it was so strong. I was like, I'm just doing this. And then suddenly the energy was gone from that. there was nothing in there anymore. I was like, what's happening? I had such a strong calling to do something on the equinox, and I thought the equinox was on the 21st. Like, usually it's around the 21st, so that was just what was, in my mind. And so I gave in. I said, okay, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Maybe I'm meant to take time, be in nature, just be for the equinox. And I accepted it. And then, like, a few days actually before today, I found out that the equinox is actually today. Today at 8 p.m. 06, I think, Pacific time, right? And I was like, that was it. I am doing something on the equinox. And we are going, if that's okay for you, I'd like to offer a little activation later on. So yeah, that would be beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we love activations, right? And so, receiving the codes from the whales, from the dolphins, from the ocean, at this specific time of the equinox is obviously going to be powerful and is going to be transformational for us as we move forward.
Yes. And 2024, like the equinox is actually now it's really important to consider the things that I actually wanted to share about 2024. So it's really beautiful synchronicity, because this is a huge shift that's happening for all of us. And I think most of us will have felt that, like, there's completely new energies coming in. They started already end of last year for me to be really palpable, like that I felt them. And they're getting really strong, and there's a lot of photonic light coming in. There is a lot of cosmic light coming in, and light is carrying information, right? And it's carrying new information. There's this new quality. If you tune in, everybody will feel that. There's a new quality. And what's happening with that is that it is not only new codes coming in, it's also an acceleration ha happening. So you might have felt like that time goes faster or just like passes so quickly. And we are collectively moving into that time where time is anyway our perception, right? It's nothing that exists per se. It exists here in our three-dimensional reality. And through this acceleration, what we manifest, what we create is coming in ultra fast. So who we are and what we think and
Is
how we
it
show up in the
you?
world is really, really important right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so 2024 is actually inviting us into our mastery. Yeah, you wanted to say something, sorry.
No, you had cut out a little bit, so that's why I was wondering. But absolutely, 2024 is calling us into our mastery. Time has been one of those constructs that it's like, where's the time going? It's going so quickly. And as you said as well, the energies have shifted and changed, and it's been palpable since last year, late last year, also for myself as well, right? So I've noticed a big shift and a big change. And sometimes we are in that process for a while until it's kind of like a mix of the older energies with the newer energies. So we haven't quite moved fully into the new energies, but there's just like a flow and a mix of both, right? So sometimes we might feel a little bit wobbly and a little bit uncertain of like what's going on, but trust and have faith, in yourself and that, it'll be okay.
Yes. And definitely, that's probably also why there's this calling into our mastery, because we can also sometimes we have to go through that healing process. We have to let go of the old that's not aligned. We can't take it with us into new earth. And sometimes it's also the mastery of how we choose to show up every single day and morning. And I myself have needed to adapt again, because through traveling, I had let go partly of my practices, and I could literally feel it. So I had to come back to really, hey, who do I want to be? How do I want to express? And we all know what it takes. And at the same time, I want to say also that these practices that we have trained for such a long time are now actually bringing into fruition what we were waiting for. That's one thing. And also, they're becoming flexible. They also can become new practices, a little bit different. You can shift them. just listen inside. And I think that's happening to many of us, right? So we know it's about presence, so we don't fall into the autopilot, right? We know all of that. We know it takes stillness. We know it takes moving the energy. We know it takes breath. And we know so much, right? We've trained all of that. But I would like to invite the listeners to do a really heart-led inventory of, you know, how much am I really doing it? Because we all know it. And that doesn't make sense. I mean, I can tell you what it takes, but you know that. But how much are we really doing it? And that's what I shared before. Just like, have I really done it? I needed to come back to, okay, what does it take for me now to be in a high frequency? Because we're called into mastery of holding the frequency. We've learned how to shift frequency either through deep healing or through through raising our vibration, right? But what am I really doing to do that in the morning? What do I need to get into that frequency and to be able to maintain it? How many times a day do I need to go in? Where am I allowing stress to come on? And that was like, that's my biggest thing, right? Under stress, I don't do well, and nobody does, actually. It's scientifically also shown why and how. But without getting into that, am I in stress? Am I aware? Am I present to that? Do I need to look at it, or do I need to shift something so I can come back to the love, to the light in my heart? And we're really called to hold that unity consciousness now, because that's why we're here. So another question that maybe we haven't thought a lot about it, and that the whales are sharing like for a long time already, and they're refining it, is where do we hold judgment? Because, you know, judgment is like, I was so sure I'm not judgmental, but lately I have had to go through, oh, wait a second. Actually, when I think about it, this is judgment. You know, whenever you feel triggered by something or someone, there's judgment involved. Whenever you're, you know, angry at yourself because you didn't do something, you judged yourself just in that moment. Yeah. Whenever you think like, oh my gosh, even what's going on in the world, labeling it as terrible, as bad, as, you know, I don't know what, scary, there's judgment. So how can we hold that divine neutrality and take inspired action, right? So the whales are inviting us into that place of unity because they're holding the codes of unity consciousness and divine love, where we can truly drop into our heart, hold that heart-brain coherence and heart-gut-brain coherence, actually, like where we're really aligned, and then really get out of that story that our mind is telling, and then, okay, what do I feel is my inspired action? Do I feel called to do something or not? And, you know, it was interesting because I'd opened up in my community and I asked, like, if you could ask the whales anything, what would you ask them? And one of the questions was, how can we help them because of, you know, ocean pollution and whales dying and dolphins and all of that? And so I tuned in with them, and their answer was, the greatest thing that you can do is be in love, drop into your heart, shift your own frequency, which will change the consciousness. And then if you really love us, then look into your heart as to, what does your love call you to do? And that was really interesting, you know. So it's not about not taking action. It's not about not signing a petition or not giving money or not, you know, not supporting organizations that you believe in. But it's about the consciousness that's behind that action. Do you come from love or do you come from judgment and you want to do it because you feel it's not right, it's not good, it's bad, whatever it is, right? So can we be in that love and neutrality and go like, and this is what I want to see more of, and here's where I put my action into?
Absolutely, that's powerful. And a lot of that has to do with us being present and not living our life on automatic pilot, right? And even and
Totally.
questioning, right? All those, questioning ourselves, right? Because I noticed earlier today, I had an awareness about something, right? And then I looked at it, it's like, oh, I thought it was an awareness, but actually, no, there's a judgment there, So I'm actually judging. I was like, So questioning, right? And really looking at it, questioning and being honest, right? And I think a lot of times we are not being honest with ourselves, right? We are
Totally.
still wearing the rose-colored glasses, right? And when you're willing to really look at, it's like, yeah, I was being judgmental. Okay, good. Well, let me look at it some more when I have more time. But it's like, okay, it's good to see that because I always say I'm not judgmental other than for myself. I know I do judge myself, but I don't judge other people. But I realized there was a little bit of stickiness there. There was a little bit of judgment there. And it's like, okay, I have to look at that, see what's coming up, see where that's coming from. And then, change it, right? So awareness or just knowing or seeing the judgment, knowing and seeing where you're not coming from love, that's key, absolutely. But then you got to take the inspired action, like you said, right?
Exactly. Oh yeah, and you know what? We all have that judgment. And as you're
Yeah.
saying, if we're not honest to ourselves, it just happens. And sometimes, when sadness comes up about something that we see, or I know in tr with traveling, when I saw actions that I judged as unconscious, right? How can people, I don't know, kill animals just like that? And then you feel that anger coming up, or the sadness, or just really anger usually, or frustration. Okay, how can I get out of that judgment? Because from a higher perspective, the intentions are always good. Maybe not good for the animals, but there's always a good intention if somebody does something, right?
Yeah,
And
usually.
yeah, usually, almost always, except for where we judge. No, but yeah, really evil, I think, is really rare. There might be some beings who come from that place, but most of the people that we judge, when I don't know, somebody cuts you in traffic, or you see something, or somebody does something in your family that you don't agree with, is really not coming from a bad intention.
Well, I agree. And sometimes, we say, I say, so I'm going to assume everybody does this, but if I see something and somebody is doing something, I'm like, I would never do that, right? So I would never do that. Oh my goodness, I would never do that. So even in that situation, you're judging the other person, and it's like, there's little nuances, right? And there's these little tricky places where you don't think you are, but you really have to look at it because, like a lot of things are like that where I was like, oh, I would never do that. Oh my goodness, what is that person doing? Or why are they saying that? Or why are they thinking that way? Or it's like, oh my God, I would never do that. Just have the, and in those times and moments and places, I just come to that place of compassion for that other person, right? Because they don't know, maybe, right? And who knows that what the way I'm doing it is right? Who knows, right? So then it's like just, so then as soon as you bring in compassion, that judgment will fall away until the next
Compassion
time.
is the antidote. And and also for those of the listeners who are strong in self-judgment, which I need to raise my hand, right? I have shifted a lot of that, and sometimes still catch myself, like, don't judge yourself for judging. Don't judge yourself for not being able to forgive, or whatever it is that's bothering you, because that will just hold you stuck in place. So it's also the compassion for ourselves. And it really works through heart coherence. It's just, I found heart coherence being one of the strongest tools that we have, truly dropping into our heart and being in that vibration, because we want to hold the frequency, right? And we can hold the frequency through the portal of our hearts. Our heart is a portal. And then really drop into that frequency of calm, of peace, of joy, of love, of gratitude, of compassion. And as you are without spiritual bypassing, right? So as you are in that frequency, what's happening is that the antennas of your nervous system start tuning into that vibration of pure source, of love, of compassion, of joy, of bliss. And you're able to bring it in. But if we are, and that's also why sometimes, you know, we say like, okay, we can ask for help and it is given. However, and I've realized that in my own life and with people at work, like when we ask from a place of desperation and frustration, it takes such a long time till the help arrives. But if we can first work through our feelings and then ask for the help from a place of first feeling good and then asking for help from that place, it's just like here, it just comes in. And then after a while, you develop so much trust and you know that it's there, that you shift faster and faster. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, what's funny is that I just said the exact same thing to my VIP group yesterday, you know, about that. It's like, when you're asking for help, don't ask from a place of fear, judgment, anger, frustration. Ask from a place of gratitude. So first be thankful for the experience, you know, and so that automatically raises your vibration.
Yes.
And then ask for whatever it is that you would like. So we're on the same page. I love that.
Love that.
So now you were talking about how you have a personal story that you wanted to share about how your soul calling might be inviting you into personal growth and healing, right?
Yes, because, you know, it's not only mastering frequency, it's also mastering that soul alignment, which is purpose. That's the other invitation that this equinox and 2024 bring in. And, you know, I'm wondering, and feel free to type in the chat, everyone, who is feeling a stronger calling to live your mission, to live your purpose, to live your soul calling? And I see that across the bandwidth of people, that there's like this deeper calling, and this there for a reason. And so for me, I'd like to share a little bit first about my story and the backbone of that story, because the pre-story is that I had or I still have, luckily, a family member, a loved one who I had a really, really difficult relationship for years. And they loved me so much, and I couldn't feel or return that love in the way that I wanted to. And that was really devastating for me. It took years and years. And I'm a trauma-informed healer and a frequency healer. So I was doing my own medicine. I know about trauma. I did my trauma work. I know about parts. I did my parts work. Not only alone. I went to healers. I went to psychics. I went to mentors. I went to therapists. Like, nothing shifted that. I got more insight, but I couldn't open, I couldn't shift that. And I behaved in a way that I didn't want to behave, right? The mere presence of this person would create a triggering reaction in me and I would lash out. And for me, that was double devastating, because I'm all about, you know, my mission is learning and teaching love. It's like, if you burn it down to whatever you want to call it, living your mission, living this, living that, it's about love. It's about the light and the love, that raising the consciousness. And here I was not being able to do that with my own loved one. And so, as we talked last time, here's the story. I put my things in storage and I left to be with the whales and to travel on along the ocean and see where spirit will guide us, my son and I. And when I was swimming and doing these retreats with the whales, I had this one moment with the whale. I had many beautiful life-changing moments, but there was this one where I just felt my heart shift. It was a very subtle shift, but it was a very beautiful, gentle energy. And it was when I was in the water with a mother and a calf. And I remember being so mesmerized by this beautiful being and this eye and that calf, and something just started shifting in me. And I remember thinking, I wonder what this is about. Because, you know, like with all activations, also whale consciousness, it works. You know, sometimes we have this boom, epiphany in the moment. Sometimes we get this activation, a download, a memory. And sometimes there's just something, or you can't really say what's going on. And it comes like maybe a week or a month or a year later. And so I felt it's not an instant thing. It will come. And I forgot about it. I was very in a different state. It was beautiful and all of that, and very raw. And that was it for the moment, I thought. And so we travel on. After all these whale retreats, the whales went back to Antarctica, and we traveled to Australia and then to New Zealand. And on our travels, it felt suddenly exhausting. It felt not aligned anymore. We had lots of things that were missing for us. And so we took inventory. We literally took inventory. We sat down, like, okay, what's aligned? What's not aligned? What is fun? What's not fun? And in this process, long story short, we decided to go back to Croatia and to have a base to relax, to allow our bodies to reset and really heal and reset and everything we needed, detox, and then see how we're continuing from here. And around a week before we were to go, because we went through to see my family and then come here, I felt this old story like coming up again. And I've done two healing sessions with myself where a lot has shifted, but it was to a point where I just knew in my heart it's going to be okay. And I come home and we meet. And within 24 hours, there were so many synchronicities happening related to that loved one of mine. Within 24 hours, I had let go of everything. And I was in pure love. I could hug that person again. I could show my love again. I could speak from my heart again. And I'm getting emotional because it's so beautiful. There's actually two lessons in that. One of them was, you know, I was so wishing for that healing to happen that I was blocking it. And as I left to be with the whales and to travel, and I left from that place, I let go enough so that I could receive. Because sometimes we are so much wanting to heal or change something that we're holding on to the outcome. And we don't allow the healing to come in. The second thing, of course, is the whales and their amazing codes and frequency that they can transmit. But there's a third thing as well, and that is, you know, you think, I'm taking that leap and this is my new reality, and you're jumping, you have that dream, right? We're going to travel and we're going to explore. I'm going to find a new home. We're going to do this or that. And suddenly it's not aligned anymore. And then, you see, I said in the beginning, things are going really fast and we need to realign with our blueprint. And we had to realize, to have the courage to say, okay, what we thought was the new future is going to look differently from what we thought. And to have the courage to say, okay, it's not aligned anymore. I thought that was my guidance. Just like coming here and sharing an activation on the equinox, and the guidance has shifted and I needed to go home. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have experienced that healing. And it was probably the most deepest, most important healing of my life.
That's powerful. And that's about trusting, right? Trusting the guidance, following the guidance, right? Having faith in yourself and the guidance that you're receiving. So yeah, sometimes we don't have the clarity, we don't have the answers, we don't have the path, right? Or it gets confusing, but it's still about trusting it. And as you continue to trust, the path reveals itself, the gifts and blessings, they reveal themselves, right? But if you're willing to stay in that trust and in that love for yourself, and, you know, staying in alignment the best you can, even when you feel like, I feel like I'm not in alignment anymore. Okay, well then just, you know, time to regroup and just see what happens, right? So part of that living in the unknown is trusting. That's a big That's a big one for me. You know, that's one of my lessons for this lifetime for sure, is trusting, right? And so it's scary. It's, you know, you don't always get the answers right away when you want them. You get them later on, right? But the gifts and the blessings are always there for you, for your growth, and for you to expand your consciousness, and at the same time, you know, serve in the way that you were called to serve, right? So fulfilling your mission, fulfilling your calling, even sometimes when you don't know what that looks like. So you know, it's important, right? And it's such a powerful story. I'm so glad that you shared it with us. And you know, the healing that you finally received, you may not have gotten it if you would have pushed and said, "No, I don't want to go back to Croatia. I'm going to continue traveling. I'm going to continue doing this." But you know. So it's like it's so key to ask yourself questions and then trust what unfolds, right?
Yes. And when you ask yourself questions, also creating the structure for your connection and your guidance to flow. Because you see, the structure is the masculine. So that's why we all talk all the time about, you know, go back to your practices. What do you need? How do you create the structure in your life? What does it take? Does it take meditation? Does it take movement? Does it take, and maybe it takes something else every day, right? But without having the stillness, it's really, really difficult. And so, how do we create the structure, the divine masculine that's holding the structure for the flow, for the light to come in, for the codes to come in, for everything to come in that you're aligned with, so that you can express it then in your life. And that's what you were saying, like, and then take the action, then start doing. And that's also one that I was working on also for a while. And it was like, okay, wait a second. Which action do I need to take, right? That's always the thing. Like, okay, tell me, what's my action? And then nothing comes in. And you're like, oh, I'll ask again, what's my action, right? But forget about it. You know it. Even if there's no answer that you hear, even though there is no answer that you see, maybe. Whatever your senses that you perceive it most is, or you feel, maybe you just know it. You do know it.
Exactly. I agree.
And
You do know it. If you're willing to be get still and ask the question, stay in your heart and trust, the answer will come, right? It's there. But we tend to not trust ourselves. We tend to not trust the process. We tend to look outside of ourselves for the answers when the answers are truly all within.
Yes, they are. They are.
So, you know, the missing link when it comes to truly changing our lives and following our calling, there's, you know, for me, there's a few. One of
There
them
is
is
a
that
few.
trust,
There
right?
is a
One of
few.
them is the trust for sure, and the other and another one is the inspired action. And sometimes people will say, "Well, I'm waiting for the inspired action. I'm waiting for the inspired action. I'm not getting the message. I'm not getting the information," right?
And that's one of the main missing links. That why I was reacting. Yes, because you know, it's like I heard somebody say, I don't know the exact words, but it's really we need to take the action before we have clarity. Clarity will create the action. Sorry, action will create the clarity, I wanted to say, and not the other way around. We're waiting for clarity so we can take action. But if we turn it around, and we take action, clarity will come. Do it. Do as best as you know right now, but start. Do it.
Exactly. I totally agree. And I'm like that all the time. I will take the action and then the clarity will come, the feedback will come as to what the next step is, but it won't come unless you first take that first step, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people just wait. And wait and wait and wait and wait. And then they get upset and frustrated because they're not getting an answer and not sure which way to go. And then they say they're stuck. Like,
Exactly. And you know, it's like there's another missing link for me, which has a lot to do with the subconscious mind. And not the subconscious is not bad or anything, but sometimes we're really committed. And there is a part of us, there's a part that feels it's dangerous if you change your life, if you heal. If you take that leap, if you start sharing your calling, if you own your truth, and it wants to protect you. And it's not a conscious part. If it was conscious, it would be really easy to change that, right? But it's not conscious. Yeah. We're not even aware of it, that means. And so that part needs to be seen and loved, healed, and integrated into the wholeness of who you are. Because that part is so powerful, because you see, like our conscious thoughts are around 5 to 10%, maybe 15% if you're really, really conscious and aware. But the rest is 85 to 95% is just literally not conscious. You're not aware what you're thinking. You don't even know that. And so that part is hidden deep down. And when that part thinks it's dangerous for you to do the change that you're waiting for, to take the action that you want to take, actually, it's going to keep you in that loop of self-doubt, self-criticism, not doing it, procrastination, perfectionism, whatever you want to call it, whatever it shows as underneath is a part that wants to protect you.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to not procrastinate, trying to do this and push through or whatever it is, let's address that part. Let's love it. Let's see it. Let's acknowledge it. And that's maybe one of my really, I'll call it superpower gifts, that I'm really good at seeing where people are holding themselves back. I wish I could see it as clearly for myself. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But, you know, like, and then when we come, as you said, Shefali, with compassion for that part, it takes so little to start integrating it, to start informing it, because that part doesn't know it's actually sabotaging you. It thinks it's doing the best for you. And so when you can get to that part and then heal it with frequency, because it's in a frequency where it's dialing constantly into the lower frequency levels that are keeping you stuck. And then when it's loved and seen with compassion and informed with new information, the new codes, oh, wow, then it can start tuning in with you, in oneness with you, connected to all the rest of you. It doesn't feel separate anymore, having to protect you. Mm-hmm. And then you That's can powerful. Start really changing. And I believe that this is one of the things that's holding most people back, and they're not aware of it. Because we're not aware of that part, right? We're not even aware of it.
True. But the thing is, you know, even like, even when we're saying, you know, I mean, I always say that, everything is serving a purpose, right? So even the stuckness, even the frustration, even, you know, all of that is serving a purpose of some sort to keep us in the status quo, which is to protect us from getting hurt, right? It's always about to keep us from getting hurt or, you know, have more pain of some sort. But the thing is, sometimes we need to have that conversation with that part of ourselves to tell it that, you know, hey, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, it's like, I can handle more change. Right. So, you know, sometimes, you know, that, you know, change is a big word for a lot of people, even at the conscious level. Right. But at the unconscious level, change means the unknown. Mm-hmm. Right. And so who knows what's going to happen? So again, it always comes back down to trust and compassion. Yeah. Trust and compassion for that part, like you were talking about, but trusting in, you know, my capacities, my abilities, all the growth that I've done over the years, all the healing I've done over the years, that I'm not the same person as I used to be before when this actually did serve me, right, to protect me. But now I'm not that same person. I've done so much work. I'm okay. So it doesn't have to protect me anymore. And so sometimes we, you know, for me, that self-talk and that conversation with the understanding that that's all it is, right? It's just based on fear and protection, you know? So if we can have that conversation and at the same time having that compassion for that part of yourself who might still be, you know, just trying to do the best it can for us.
Of course, of course. And you know, what's interesting is when you talk about the unknown and the fear of the unknown, isn't that interesting? When you think about it, actually, if you wish to receive something new, let's call the change you wish to experience something new that you haven't experienced yet. You want more love, you want more joy, you want more freedom, you want more health, you want more wellness, whatever it is. You want to share your passion more, you want to be more fulfilled. The known there is no more, because it's all that you knew until now, and it's going to stay exactly the way it is. So the unknown is actually the limitless potential of all that could be. How amazing is that? Looking at the unknown not as a threat, but is it's like, whoa, there's limitless potential. What am I going to choose from there? Oh, wow, this is what I'd love. Thank you. Right? Putting it out in the field and going like, this is where I'm going. Yes. The other fear that comes up is you're going to have to let go of some of the old. Right? Yeah. So something new can come in, right? But the unknown itself, what if we think about it as something amazing, that field of possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
And that really, that can really help and shift, you know? And the fears that we have are so interesting, right? Like, I remember working with somebody whose fear, she wanted her change, but there was a fear that she will die if she changes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course she couldn't change for years until we address that part, right? So it's really interesting. It's not something we can logically think of and go like figure out what that might be. It's just we need to meet it with, as you say, compassion and love and open for the new possibilities. Yeah. Bring them in.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, the potential for something new is, you know, like we're in spring now, right? Today is spring.
Yes.
Right. So the new beginnings and new growth, exactly, and all that stuff. So the potential is there for everyone at this time. So yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the power of ocean, light, and will consciousness codes for healing expansion, especially as we are in this time of new births, new growth, new, just, I love spring. You know, it's like oh, everything is fresh, everything is new, you know, the possibilities are endless. And you know, I feel like our hearts and our energy fields are more wide open than they were in the winter, right?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. So wow, whale and ocean light. So let me just quickly give an overview of what ocean light codes are. Because we think of it as the ocean as we see it here on our planet. And yes, partly it is, but it is galactic ocean, which means actually ocean light codes are the essence of pure source as it is transmitted through the ocean, right? So we know, so I know that in this community, people do know about some of the research that is here around water. We know about structured water for sure. I think you've had people talking about that, right? Masaru Emoto and so on. But, you know, when you think about that thoroughly and you go into the newest research, there are researchers like Nassim Haramein, for instance, who says water is the interface between the quantum field and physical reality. So in other words, it's the interface between God and our physical experience. And the way that I tune into these frequencies, these pure divine love frequencies, are, well, they don't always sound as love, so don't expect that. They can sound very different, but they always bring in higher frequency, and they're always as is in the highest good of all. Is I tune in through my galactic heritage of ocean consciousness. I consider myself as partly incarnated as ocean. I had this very, very deep meditation once where the Ocean Council for Light came in and shared with me that I am ocean. They told me, like, literally, you are ocean. And I realized only later that I carry this galactic heritage, actually, of ocean stars, ocean, you know, stars who, and also ocean is everywhere. You have water everywhere. And think about it. It's so interesting. Water is in every element. Water is in the air. Water is in the earth. Water is even in fire. We have water in the sun. It's another kind of water, but it's water in the sun. Hydrogen was the first molecule formed in the universe. And so when you think about ocean light codes, just think about pure source codes. pure source light. And so I'm tuning in through my heart, through the ocean. And these frequencies, just like the whale frequencies, like the whales, I want to talk about that quickly. The whales are singing their songs for a reason. Not that they consciously know as animals that we have to, you know, weave these songs, I think. I can't say that. But they are galactic beings. The whales are in unity consciousness. They told me just lately that they're between 9th and 12th dimension. And they literally, in this physical experience as mammals, they have their beautiful songs. And if you've ever heard whales sing, it goes straight to the heart and you can feel that frequency. And through what we know about water being structured, being in these hexagonal crystalline shapes, when it is exposed to coherent systems through the cosmos, through water, through being, through the sun, through the moon, through being able to move and not be contained in what we make from water, right? To get it into our pipes and all that stuff, because it can move, it can have its vortices and everything. It gets into that hexagonal structure, but it is not only, it's not only holding frequency and information, it's also transmitting, emitting, answering. It has consciousness. And now the waves come in and sing their song in this beautiful, beautiful ocean. So now you have this symphony and they're weaving their song lines, if you want to call it like that, right? Like the original people who talk about song lines through the oceans, informing the ocean water. Now that water evaporates, right? And it forms clouds and it rains down and it informs every plant, every animal, every human being, the earth herself, and it's in constant interaction. And so there is like the experience of really, you know, you don't have to swim with whales to receive these frequencies. They can be transmitted like we're going to do now. You're going to experience it soon. But being in the ocean, like imagine being in the ocean in this highly crystalline water with your highly crystalline water in your body and having a whale that emits this frequency, whether they sing with something we can hear or not, they have this frequency. And then that is transmitted through the ocean water and your whole body starts to vibrate differently. The cells start vibrating through that. And, you know, our DNA is held by crystalline structured water. And the healthier we are, the more crystalline structured water we have in our body. Not 100%, but almost like by molecular count, we're very close to 100%, by the way. And so your DNA is held by water. Now imagine this water shifts frequency, whether you get it as a transmission online or in person or in the water with the whales. This water starts vibrating differently, and that's holding your DNA. And now your DNA's antennas pick that up, and your DNA can upgrade. Your DNA can remember. Your DNA can express differently. And so that's why people talk about, you know, DNA and light body activations through the whales. It really is happening. And for me, for years, that was like, okay, what are they talking about? You know, until I experienced it myself and experienced it with others. And just this time, I made a new friend and I met her. Actually, she's a healer and a medium and a psychic and a wonderful person. And I met her and I remember her sparkly eyes when I saw her the first time. She's like, you won't believe what I just said. I just had a light body activation. I was with this whale in the water and I could feel my light body activating. And so, you know, it's not only me, it's other people as well that are experiencing that. And for me, it's such an honor and an amazing, you know, gift to be able to support people in receiving that, to transmit that, to channel it, and also to bring people really to swim with the whales while being in a really spiritual transformational retreat. So it's not just about swimming with whales, you know, because there's one thing that I like to say for everybody interested in swimming with whales, however you do it, just please, please, please only do it when it's done in a respectful way. Because the whales are not only galactic beings, they are also mammals. They incarnated as mammals. And just as we are multidimensional beings of love and light, and we have a physical body and we need to eat and to sleep and to support ourselves and to move and to manage stress and I don't know what, we know that stress is one of the biggest, causes for any kind of illness. And for the whales, it's the same. So when you go with people who are not respectful, they will dump like 12 people on a whale, and the next boat will come and dump 12 people on the whale, and that's creating stress for them, right? So because these moms need to feed their babies, and they don't eat for 4 or 5 months until they go back to Antarctica. So just sorry, I just need to say that because it's so much on my heart. Do it respectfully, however you do
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
I agree totally. No, thank you. And we were going to do the activation later, but since you were talking so much about the activation, I thought, maybe right now would be a good time to do the activation. What do you
Sure.
think?
Yes, I think that would be great. Okay. So let me tune in. So just the only thing you need to do is really drop into your heart and be present. That's all you need. Notice whatever you notice. You might notice something, you might notice nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's not better or worse. You are just really receiving that which is in your highest good. And just make the intention now that you receive that which is in your highest good, and that these codes and activation and whatever you receive is, we're making that now all together, that this will happen in a way that is most gentle for your body, your mind, your spirit, and your whole being. Okay. Good. So just drop into your heart and give me a moment that I drop into mine. And just be aware of your breath and imagine breathing in and out through the heart so we can do a little heart coherence here. Slow, relaxed breaths in and out, as if breathing through your heart, but still breathing deeply into your belly. Chiu. Κατάρι, για να κουτουτουτούς, κατά η αρένα κουκουέα. Ή, ακοτώσα, κατά, α, ή, ασκουτού. Ή, αρένα κουσέ, αρένα κουτουτούα. Ή, ακοσούα, κακά, ή, αρένα κου, ούσου, κατά τα, ή, α. Ούσου, κουτουτού, ή, αρένα, ούσου, κουτουτού, ή, αρένα, ή, σκουτουτού, ή, κου, κατά τα, τα. Open your hearts, dear ones. Ή, αρένα, σούα, κακή, ακατού. Isaktutua, just dropping in, siarana shukuta, with your awareness, ikukorayana kotetea, iakukea kukurana, ishikututuarana, sa iaran kututua, shana iaran kutua, iakukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk I'm just having the intention to drop deeper into your heart space. Yes, dear ones, trusting your hearts. Your heart knows, and you know your heart knows. So trust, trust, trust. Drop a little bit deeper, even. Can you feel the expansion of who you truly are? Can you feel that light, that love, that joy? And if you cannot feel it, Can you just know it is there? Sikura na ina na kute a shai ana kupia ka. Ai ana kututua e a kute ana e katarana e katarana e katarana e anana. Allow yourself to receive sisuya rana na tuea ishe kututu e a kuke e a kuke e a rana kusha e a kuke ana kata. Uraraya hewe sayanaya uwe saranaya uwe saranaya ukuwe oseya e sarana yuhe kohe sarae ye kuku ye shu 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 saka karana chuwa katae okayarana shu kakaya toaye. We'd like to remind you to not take things that seriously at times, dear ones. Allowing in some joy into your hearts again, remembering to play. When was the last time that you took it really easy? And you allowed yourself to look at things from a more playful perspective. Yes, yes, yes. Opening up your hearts to play, to joy. Oh, yes. And many, many, many we feel here are a little bit worried about what others might think that are really struggling right now. What others might feel if you are in joy, because these others might be in a really difficult time of their lives. Release this, dear ones. We would like to remind you that you cannot help from depletion, and you do not help anybody from being over-responsible. Remember, dear ones, you have all lived different lifetimes, ancient lifetimes. Remember. You know about frequency, your heart knows, and you know how much power there is in you raising your frequency through joy, through play, through being like a little child at times even. Yes, 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 you remember that in your heart, and you know how powerful that is and how much it can influence others. It is not your job to lower your light in order to meet somebody else. Oh no, that does not mean that you make them feel like you are so great and having so much fun and they can't do it. Oh no, no, no. If that is their interpretation and you are coming from your heart, then that is their interpretation. And it is not up to you to change that. Allow them to have their experience. But we can assure you that more often than not, you will be an invitation to raise their frequency up and start playing and joking and being a little bit more playful. Remember how good it feels when somebody comes from the heart when you are not feeling good and they make a very heart-led joke, not a joke to not take seriously or with compassion what is happening to you, but they make a joke that helps you feel better. When somebody comes in where you can feel the frequency of pure joy bubbling from them, and you think of the laughter of an innocent child, the playfulness that they can come in and just raise your frequency like that. That, dear ones, is what we are inviting you into. And how can you bring more joy for yourself into your life? there are so many things you do daily that you can make a little fun thing out of it through your imagination, through playfulness, through music, through dancing. Open your hearts to some more joy in your lives. Oh, yes. Yes, integrate that now. Embody it now. Allow for these codes to land just by opening up and being in your hearts. And taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, even making a little sigh, a sound, anchoring that all into your body another time, taking a deep breath in and letting it out with a sigh, and anchor it all in your body and all the way down into the earth. One more breath in through your heart. Hold for a moment. Remember the joy. And letting it all out, letting it anchor. And feeling for a moment every cell in your body, feeling the vibration, the frequency. This is your new set point. And orienting yourself back in the room, expressing gratitude to the ocean light, the whales, the dolphins, and all the beings, the star beings of the higher realms, and the beings of light and the ascended masters, the plants, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, Mother Gaia, everyone who was here and who is here to support your journey at all times. Thank you and bless you. Thank you and bless you. Thank you and bless you. And feeling the support underneath you. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you need to, feel free to stretch a little bit, to move a little bit. And I want to encourage you all to drink a little bit of water. I always encourage people to bless the water that they drink. And if you have a structuring device, use that. There's some very good ones. And just know that you might feel more uplifted, more tired. You can also share in the chat what you're feeling like now, but over the next days or weeks or months, it's different for everybody. Usually it's within the next 24 hours to 3 days where you might feel either more tired, your body needs to integrate, or you need to move to integrate. You might need different food than usually. Just listen to your body. It's really important. Mm-hmm. And drink a lot of water, as always.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That was so powerful. I know for myself, I was experiencing or feeling a lot of shifts happening in my energy field. But yes, I definitely feel like I could definitely take a nap now. But it was quite joyful. So thank you for that boost of joy. How's everybody else doing? Let us know in the chat how you're doing. Now, I know that some people have their hands raised and they've had them raised for a long time, but we are going to get to you in just a minute. I just want to quickly talk about the packages. Tina says, thank you. And the whales, wonderful activation, felt movement in throat and heart. Nice. Good. Deborah says, very tired, felt pressure in my throat and chest. Okay. Anybody else? Sounds good. Just, you know, keep drinking water, keep, you know, staying present, allowing the integration to take place as well, right?
Just a second, there's something coming through for Deborah. Deborah, if you want to, I'm encouraging you to, first of all, drink a lot of water, as Shefali said, and then feel into your heart and your chest and just start making sounds that represent really what you're feeling. So whatever you feel, it might be frustration, let that out through your voice. Okay. Let it all out through your voice. And each time you do it, you will feel into your body again. See what it feels like. You can do that afterwards. You don't need to do it right now. You can do it now, however you feel. And then do that again. I just came in for you to start moving the energy that you're feeling in chest and throat. Thank you. Sorry.
So no, that's great. Vigi, I guess, Vigi Marie says, very beautiful and loved and connected. Tina says, I had sounds come out during the activation. Good.
Beautiful.
And of course, you know, you can always go back and watch or listen to this again, right? So you can always experience it again. I felt, Kathy says, I feel effervescent, like little bubbles traveling through me. Oh, that's so nice. And I feel uplifted and giddy and desire to play. Oh, nice. Good. So maybe you needed to have that little boost of joy to remind you to play some more. Sidonia Sana says, beautiful. Thank you so much. Feel peaceful and joyful. Good.
Hi, Sidonia. Right, so good to see you.
Right. So we're going to just take a few minutes and talk about the packages. And then if anybody has any questions, please do raise your hand or type your question in the chat. Okay. So I'm going to hold on, open the proper screen, and I'm going to share my screen. 1 second. All right, so you should be able to see that now. Yes, so Natasha, good. Natasha has 3 packages that are available, A, B, and C. I'm going to let Natasha explain and share. So I'm just going to scroll down. Oops, goodness. Go this one. Right, so I'm going to go. So package A is a 45-minute one-on-one quantum leap ocean light and wave frequency activation healing session.
Yes, that's like really for healing what's holding you back right now. This one thing that I can help you with right now, we will do a healing session. And you can read about it. It could be that you want to, you know, share your spiritual gifts more powerfully. It might be that you have something that you feel it's emotional and you want to heal it. And you know, there's so many things that people come with. So just come with whatever you have in that moment. We'll tune in and we'll have a activation and the healing session. These frequencies, as you felt like, they can be really healing, they can be activating, expanding, and we'll tune into what your next steps are so you can really take inspired action. And what I do there is really like combining, you know, what I do, most of it you've experienced now. I also am a trauma-informed healer. So, and a coach. And so we'll go really and see what we can do in these 45 minutes. Of course, I want to say that, of course, 45 minutes is never, you know, like I'm just going to clear all of your past and I don't know what. Of course, it's one session. So I suggest if you want to take that one session that you come with one thing that you go like, listen, this is where I'm struggling right now. This is where I'd like your help with. And then we can go all in. Exactly. Yeah. And many times the whales and the dolphins will also come in and share wisdom and share their codes and the ocean light. And what you've experienced right now is always part of that session. Yes.
Awesome. So that's package A for 111, and a payment plan is available. And of course, if you're an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code. And then package B is a new channel transmission and activation.
Yes, that is about, you know, that was really interesting how it came about. So I was sitting down to do a guided meditation and activation. And about the releasing the fear of being seen, heard, and fully expressed, right? We fear being criticized. We fear to really show up. We want to do it. And then we go like, oh, no, I won't. What will others say? And so I was guided to do that. And I sat down and I thought I would do something like, you know, leading people into the meditation and then a little activation. And then what came through was a transmission, just like you had this joy transmission now in English, like really speaking through me, channeling. They started channeling through me about the fear of being seen. And it was such a powerful transmission that I decided to share this as part of the package. It's around 20 minutes long and it's jam packed with activation and transmission, like these messages that were coming through me. So this is really for everybody who feels a little bit held back in fully expressing who they are, why they're here, also in your personal life, and you want to share your voice and you want to share your gifts more freely and powerfully.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so package B, this channel transmission activation is $44, and there is no payment plan available. But if you are an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code. And then package C, there's a lot in this package, so I'm going to let you go through it.
Yeah. So we're starting. There's a 60-minute quantum leap, ocean light, and wild frequency activation healing session, which is, again, you're coming in just like in package A, but it's like 60 minutes. Also, we will, again, work on the area of your life that you wish support with. We'll do healing session. You also get the transmission, the recording that I talked about. And the beauty about this recording is you'll have it as a download. And the beauty about this recording is also that you can come back to that. And each time you come back to it, you experience a new level of consciousness, a new level of frequency, a new aha. You'll hear something new that you haven't heard before. And so then we'll also meet for another 25 minutes one-on-one guidance and integration session, because you see what often happens, we get this activation, we feel better, but then life catches up again. It's often because we're not taking action in this physical reality, as we talked about, to truly integrate that. So we're meeting here and we're going really into, okay, how do you feel? What happened from the last session? And then we look into what you need to take the next inspired action, so you can bring what you've received and learned and what started healing more powerfully into your life, so you can be the next version of yourself, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. And oh yeah, right. And then we have a bonus, which is a activation and meditation to transmute overwhelm and stress into flow, peace, and calm. It's an ocean light meditation and activation. And this one is really powerful for releasing stress, because it's combining actually the mindfulness of a meditation with these ocean light codes. And you can use that whenever you feel like you need a reset of your energy, you need to really calm down. I know for myself, sometimes, you know, we are like, we feel like we're agitated or we're in stress or we're in another, and we can't really, we try to be present with what is, but we can't really grasp it. And then we decide, okay, I need to get stillness, I need to meditate. And I sit down and then my mind goes wild, right? So that's the moment where I go for guided meditations. And I have other things as well that I do, but sometimes it's just the guided meditation. And this one helped me already a few times. It helped many people I know. There's even, I think on that download thing, you will maybe even see, I'm not sure if I put it up there, there's even a testimonial from someone who said, she was so cute. She said, like, it's really as if all the stress is being washed away through you. Yeah, so nice. that's a bonus meditation that you get with that package C.
So that's package C, $244. There is a payment plan available. And of course, if you're an Inner Circle member, please use your gift code. So yes, I think there are lots of wonderful testimonials on the page, so please do look at those as well. I think there was something about the recording as well, but there's a ton of testimonials for sure. So a lot of people have worked with Natasha and have experienced wonderful results and experiences. So just to recap really quickly for everyone, packages A, B, and C, please, you know, see which one resonates with you. But I definitely, of course, I always recommend a personal session, because then you get that extra support that you need, right? But, you know, if you want to just do the recording of the releasing the fear of being seen and heard, that's package B. If you want a 45-minute session, that's package A. And package C is the 60-minute session plus the pre-recorded audio of releasing the fear of being seen, the 25-minute guidance and integration session, plus the bonus transmuting overwhelm and stress, right? So please do take a look at those, see which one resonates with you. Please do work with Natasha so that you can, you know, start to transform your life in the direction that you would like, right? With ease and grace and with the help of the whales, of the ocean, of all those frequencies. So yeah, absolutely beautiful. Thank you. And so powerful and so needed right now as well, right? And that's the thing I think we forget is like, we can do a lot on our own, absolutely. And we should try to, but sometimes there are certain situations, certain issues that we've tried and tried and tried, and we haven't been able to resolve it. And that's when you need the support from a healer. And so, I've worked with so many different healers for so many different things as well, you know, as well as being a healer myself, right? But sometimes we need that extra support. So of course, yes, please do work with Natasha if that resonates with you. All right. So, so we do have, I don't know, Maria, the question that you posted before we went live. So I don't think it's there anymore if you want to post it again, but we have some people with their hands raised. Do you want to take a few quick questions and then we'll see what else is left that we wanted to talk about? I think we covered a lot already, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure.
All right. So Tanya, you want to unmute yourself? You've had your hand raised for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Natasha.
We can kind of hear you.
Hi. Yes, internet is slow a little bit. I hope you hear me now.
Yes, yeah. No, it's better.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm doing a lot of work, and every time I healing myself, I have a lot of pressure in my head. And thank you for lovely activation. It was really gentle this time. But usually, is it resistance, Natasha, that we feel when we try to receive the downloads or something else? I would like to ask you. And what package will be the best for me?
Okay. So the pressure in your head can have different origins. You know, I always recommend go and get checked if you're not sure. Okay. So that's one thing. So, or work with somebody, a professional of your trust in the medical field. Now, let me see if anything comes through. Well, actually, it feels more like, could it be that you have a little bit of stress at the moment?
Yes.
It feels like, you know, it feels like it comes from your shoulders. That's what I'm getting. It comes from your shoulders and going up your, how do you say the, help me, Shefali. How do you say this part of the body?
The neck.
The neck. Thank you. The word just disappeared completely. Yeah. From shoulder and neck. And I feel a real tension there. And it's as if you're trying to heal that part. And it can't even come to you because the nervous system is so under pressure right now. Always check with your heart. Does that resonate? Do you feel like, do you hear me?
Yes, now I hear you.
Okay. Does that resonate that there's something that's making you contracting in your life right now? Like
yes,
stressful.
It does.
Okay. So that's what I'm getting. So there's the stress. And then what's happening with our nervous system is we can hold only as much light and receive only as much light as our nervous system can hold. Our cells have a lot of so-called mitochondria, and mitochondria are the energy producing bacteria in our cells. Actually, they're archaic bacteria, and they're transmitting light. They're creating the light that we live off when we break down food. And they create this antenna. And in our cells, we have maybe 200-300, I don't know exactly, like around 200 mitochondria in every cell. But our nervous system has far, far more. It's in the thousand. So what I'm trying to say with that is your nervous system can only receive, and your brain, right, has a lot of these nervous system synapses, if it's enough relaxed, and it will block. It's not that you don't want to receive it, it's just that the stress that you're experiencing right now is blocking that you can receive it. So, and that's why your head starts hurting, because the moment that light comes in, it's just like it's an overdose. And then everything starts cramping, and you get like that stiff neck, and you don't maybe feel it in the neck because the blood supply is not allowed to go into your brain, into your head. And that's why the head starts hurting then, right? So what I'd suggest for you is to really work a lot of calming your nervous system, okay, so that you can be calm, doing what it takes. I don't know your situation, but doing what it takes to get out of that situation in a way, or change your response. I don't know where you're at, right? But it feels like there's a lot of stress happening right now, and your body's so contracted that it's not about getting more. And I think why you did not feel it this time, or it was gentle, is because we set that intention that it will be the most gentle for your body. And that's really important right now for everybody. Whenever you do something, set that intention for yourselves, because you don't want to fry yourself and have too much, right, for your nervous system. That's really important. Does
Absolutely.
that help?
Absolutely.
Does that help, Tanya? Oh, and you asked me about the offers, but just tell me if that's
Okay.
helpful, what I shared. Maybe your internet cut out. I
Maybe
didn't.
it's possible.
Okay. If you can hear me, Tanya, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart as of which of the offerings feels good for you. I'm personally, and you check.
I couldn't hear the last thing.
Yeah, you'll have to go back and watch or listen again, Tanya, because we can't go through the whole thing again. But yeah,
Go.
it has to do with the nervous system and how much light you can hold and receive because of the stress that you're under. So I
Okay.
don't even remember everything you said, Natasha.
Just also working on calming the nervous system. And as for the offering, I would suggest, like, just listen to your heart. I'm drawn more to either session A or C. Okay, so I can really help you. The recording itself is more about releasing the fear of being seen and speaking your truth and sharing your message with the world. Yeah.
Okay, Tanya. Okay,
Okay,
I'm going to
thank you
assume
so
she
much.
got.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you, Tanya. It's too bad that your connection is not that great.
Yes.
Okay, so I found a question, Maria, that you had posted earlier. And so basically you said, what can I do more diligently to heal my emotions and body and find something why, when to move to find where and when to move to maybe different part of the state.
That's a lot of questions in one question.
Yeah.
So we
So.
have what to do to heal the body, what to do to heal the emotions, when to move, and where to move to. Okay.
Pick one.
I'll pick. So
Whatever's coming up.
when and where to move will be shown to you. Just drop into your heart. And don't get attached on having to move and how you move and when you move. I would suggest that goes, oh, I'm just getting it now. It goes back to the emotional healing, and to also look at what's the fear that's holding you back. There is not enough clarity with that moving, and when to move and where to move and why I want to move and so on. It's not moving away from, is where do you want to go to? And so looking into the emotional healing that you need, so that part of you can come, that we talked about earlier, can come into alignment. And then when you're in alignment and all parts of you are in alignment, it will show to you. You will know.
Awesome.
And if
All
you
right,
were
so hopefully that
supported,
resonates. Sorry, go ahead. What are you saying, Natasha?
I was just saying, like, if she wants support with healing, the packages are there. So there's the invitation is there. Just tune into your heart.
Absolutely. So let us know how that resonates with you, Maria. Okay. All right, so Sarah has a question. Sarah, you want to unmute yourself?
Thank you so much. Hello, it's so nice to meet you.
Hello, Sarah. Nice to meet you.
I'm in a integration period or something, and I've become very clumsy, dizzy, exhausted so easily. And did I say clumsy? So yeah, that's it. I'm in an integration period. Any help I can get would be appreciated.
So may I ask you what consistent practices you have to keep yourself grounded
Oh,
and calm and everything?
so many. I meditate for a couple of hours every morning. I do straw breathing. I drink hydrogen structured water. I go sit on the grass. I put up pillars of light. I ground myself and on and on and on.
Okay, beautiful. So keep doing that. That's very important and great. As for the other part, what might be something worth checking in is your spine. Because sometimes we get these symptoms when the vertebrae are not aligned. And I know that from myself. I have that sometimes is when the vertebra is not aligned because there's something moving in my neck, like the vertebra or something. I can get dizzy. I can get lightheaded. I can start being forgetful. I can just like really feel ungrounded, even though I'm sitting on the air, on the ground and so on.
Well, I'm seeing two very good body workers. Today is the 1 year anniversary of a massive surgery after a massive accident. And I'm
Okay.
working with very good body healers. I really feel like this is something beyond that, some integration of moving from one state to another.
Yeah, it definitely is also integration. Though, if you said you had a massive accident, that actually plays into what I'm feeling in the spine. Like I'm feeling it up here in the in there's something in that I'm feeling. Doesn't need to be, just check in with yourself, but maybe ask these body works. I don't know if they're like really trained in checking the spinal alignment, but that spinal alignment and from the atlas all the way down to the bottom of your spine is really, really important. So maybe just ask. I would suggest just ask. And if it's not that, even better. Ask for the integration. Well, you said you're doing all of that. You know, sometimes when people are meditating a lot, they're meditating in a way that doesn't allow them to really ground into the air, into the earth. What I find also very helpful that you could try is water. So I don't know if you live somewhere near to a body of water that you could immerse yourself in, that it's safe.
I just did last night from head to toe. I
You
do
see,
it at
beautiful.
least once a week.
And how did that feel? How does that feel when you
Oh,
do that?
it's always wonderful.
Okay.
I love to
So
swim and at any rate.
is it a river? Is it a lake? Is it the ocean?
No, it's a pool. It's a
It's
little
a pool.
cold. It's too cold here to be in the natural body of waters right now.
Okay, I don't know where you live. Okay, that makes
Northern
sense.
California, right on the ocean. I went down to watch the sunset at the bay last night.
Beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, if you're going to a pool, it's a bit different, you know, because the pool water is not alive water. It's still beautiful. It can still support us, but you don't get the grounding the way you get it in a natural body of water. But what you can do is, you know, sometimes we do almost too much. And then it's just about letting it all be and going to a bathtub and enjoying ourselves and just letting it be the way it is for a moment. That's also what's coming in. So you can choose, like tune into your heart and choose if it's supportive. I
Once
hope
I
so.
get in the bathtub, I put some selenite and some shungite in the water and bath salts, get some salts, and it's hard to get out before a couple of hours. Anyway, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
Good. Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. All right, we're going to go to Vet. I'm going to say Yvette. I also Yvette, but it's Vet. Oops. You want to unmute Vet?
Yes, sorry, I'm here.
Okay, awesome. What's your question?
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Natasha. Yeah, that was such a beautiful meditation. I almost fell asleep. Now every place is aquatic for me.
Beautiful.
Yes. Okay. So you mentioned some earlier. This might sound like a template question, but you mentioned earlier that there are things that might be blocking us. So is there anything that you can pick up that, it's like kind of like delaying from stepping into that mission? Because at this
So Vet,
point, I think.
we can hardly hear you. I don't know if there's something blocking your microphone or not, but it's not very clear.
Yeah, can you hear me better?
No, it's
Oh my
worse.
God. It's worse. I don't
Yeah.
know what's going on.
So maybe just talk louder.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that there might be something that are blocking us. I know that
Okay,
question
no.
seems.
Oh.
You can hear?
Perfect. Right here. Don't move.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know it sounds
Oh, maybe not.
like
I
a.
don't know. I give up. I can't hear.
You can't hear us?
Just, I can't hear properly. No, I'm sorry. I'm
Can you
trying.
hear
I'm
now?
like.
Are you hearing any
Well,
better?
you gotta say more than that. You gotta say more than that to let us know.
Yeah, I said that there might be something that might be blocking me from stepping into that mission, some delay. So is there anything that you could pick up from that?
So if I understood you right, you're asking me if I'm picking up something in your field in terms of you not sharing your voice fully.
Yeah, in terms
Is
of
that
my
your
not
question?
stepping. Yeah. Perfect. That's a good
Okay.
translation. Yeah.
So let me
And
ask you,
it's
let me ask you
interesting.
just to tune into your heart. And if there was something, if you knew what it was, what is it? Just pretend you knew. What is it?
Oh, okay. So I think I'm hearing that it's like being stationary. And I think that there probably could be some more movement or connections or interface.
What do you mean by movement, connection, and interface? For what?
Moving in terms of reaching the audiences, in terms of like being connected with someone who wants to hear what I have to say.
Ah, there we go. Someone who wants to hear what you have to say. So, what if there is someone who is waiting exactly for the message that you have? What if there is someone who really is waiting and praying for the help that you have to share? But by you waiting to connect with those who maybe want to hear it, you're not bringing it out. So, what I'm saying is just go and share, girl. Go live or make a video or write a post or just keep sharing. Go to an interview, whatever it is, where you're at. We're waiting for, oh, maybe they want to hear. Who is it that wants to hear it? Maybe it's not about what they want. Maybe it's about you tuning into your heart and going like, what is that which my soul wants to share? And then express it in whichever way, shape, or form that it is that you're called to express it. You see the difference? We're
Yes,
here
that's
as
what
way showers and as leaders of the new earth. And if you're a leader, you can't wait for what others want to hear. You have to take a stance and to share your mission. And so
Yeah,
just go
and
and do it.
don't wait for everything to be perfect, because nothing is ever
Yes.
going to be perfect.
Yes.
You just
Yeah.
start where you are. I don't know if you're on Instagram, just do a reel, do a post, do if you're on Facebook, do a live, whatever. You're not sharing for somebody else. You're sharing because your soul has something that it wants to express. And I know, the thing is, I was saying this to my group yesterday, that in these shows, at the beginning of the show, normally my throat is just like not happy. There's something going on. But when I'm sharing with my group, and I have lots to say, it just flows automatically. No hiccups, no issues. I'm not clearing my throat. Nothing is happening. Right? So it's like, don't don't think number one, who wants to hear what I have to say. It doesn't matter who wants to hear. It's you that wants to express it. It's something within you that wants to share and needs to get that out. It's not about anybody else. It's always about us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm so glad you asked the question, that, you know, yeah. Really.
I that was such good timing, because I was there all along thinking, oh, okay, I know I have something. I know it's bubbling. I know I want to do it. I know that it's just, you know, it's just that moment. And then I'll take off. But it's just, I'm like, well, where are they? Where is everyone, you know? But now
And you know what?
The they that you're looking for is you. That's the they that you're looking for is actually you.
And you will also discover, and the people will miraculously find you that need to hear you.
Wow. Amazing.
It's like, it's not the people that you think. You can't figure that out. The universe has it figured out. Just trust your soul's voice. Trust your heart's voice and do it. Just do it.
Just know? Do it.
Take just that action. And clarity
then,
will
and then
come.
Keep doing it. Yeah. And keep doing it. Don't stop after the first time and say, oh my God, I didn't get any like, or nobody commented, or I was like, I don't know if anybody heard me. Keep doing it. And then you'll start to get the clarity that you want about what you're supposed to say, where you're supposed to say it, whatever. But you won't know until you start.
And if you feel like, when you think about that and you feel like, oh, there's something coming up and I'm still blocked doing it, then listen to the audio at least, or book a session, because this is really going to help you to move through, because we all have fears. We think like, awesome, I'm going to do this video. You know how many times it took me to make a video? My first video, I made so many of them and deleted and deleted and deleted until I posted the first one. And I was sweating underneath my arms. And here I am sharing, right? So there's an evolution. You're going on that evolution. You don't have to take years. You can get the help that you need so you can release these fears.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you can get that recording, or you can get the personal session with Natasha so that you can actually start. Because, you know, like we wait and we wait and we wait, and then nothing happens. And then we start judging ourselves, doubting ourselves, instead of trusting that, hey, if I feel like I need to share, then I might as well just share. If somebody hears me, it doesn't matter. It's that first step of getting it out. Because if nobody else hears you, the universe is always hearing you. Okay. And so you just have to start. I'm all about starting and then continuing. Okay.
Wow. Well, so skilled, such skilled advice coming from experience and coming from wisdom. And I know many people might have heard it before, but sometimes the way you put it in a certain context is what is resounding, so that, you know, others can take action. And I'm so appreciative of both of you. Thank you. Thank you. And I definitely will start moving. Yeah, I'll take the first
step.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take that first step. Yeah. Thank you, Vet. And obviously you were willing to hear it, right? That's why it's resonating with you, because you were willing to hear the answer and the wisdom, right?
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I dropped off the call for some reason, just at the moment when you probably would have called on me, the call dropped. And I'm like, well, maybe it's for a reason. And my mind said to me, you stayed on for all this time, just standing and walking around. And now suddenly you're just going to walk away without the answer.
Yep.
And so then, I came
and then
back.
And then we couldn't even hear you. And now we hear you perfectly clear, you know?
Yes. So yes.
Yes. So
it's no coincidences, of course.
Oh, no.
And the shift has already happened, right? The shift is already happening within you.
Yes.
So, awesome.
I'm so much more alive. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you both.
Awesome. Thank you, Vet.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And there's a comment from Vigi. And so she said, that is so powerful. I have a YouTube channel. I haven't shared some of these very woo-woo things, but will now. Good. Awesome. Because,
beautiful.
You know, people want to hear these woo-woo things, right? They're looking for these woo-woo things, right? So, yeah, absolutely.
Things like I'm the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Why not? If you're called to share that, then go ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good, awesome. I'm glad you made it to the call. Thank you. All right, so any last words of wisdom, Natasha? I know we talked about a lot of things, but any last words of wisdom for us? I know we talked about the humpback whales. We talked about practical ways to, so is there any other way that we can connect? Because this is a question I think a lot of people usually have, is like, how can I connect more deeply with the whales, with the ocean, with the dolphins, and access those codes of healing and light?
Yeah, so there's how I like to tune in. Like, I know that there are people, you know, who are sharing this, that you mentally go and you ask for permission, you enter the consciousness and blah, blah. I don't do that. If that resonates with you, great. For me, the path is through the heart. And we can just drop into our heart and through our heart connect with the consciousness of whatever we want, because it's our portal to multidimensionality. So what I suggest is just dropping into the heart, dropping deep, deep into the heart, and then just connecting with whale consciousness. You've experienced it. You've been here. You know it. Your body, your system knows it. And just trust. Again, we're coming back to trust, right? Trust whatever shows to you. And it can come in as, you know, sometimes the ocean will show me a wave. And I'm like, okay, so what now? And then I will know what it means, or it will show me a flat sea, or it will show me something. And the message in that was for me something else that it will be for you. So you're starting to decipher what the messages are for you. But anyway, just connecting with this consciousness, drop into your heart, connect with that consciousness. It's there. And another way you can do that is if you have a picture of a whale or a video of a whale that you just comes into your field, you don't need to go and look for it, but if it comes into your field and you love that, you can also just sit there and be present with that and just again drop into your heart, feel the vibration of that in your heart, and the whale might take you somewhere, you know, or you might receive an answer, or you might just feel that beautiful energy, whatever it is for you. Right. And build your own relationship. It's like with everything. It's like with your guides. It's like with your angels, whatever you call it, your spirit, your higher self. It is a relationship, and we're building it. And just take the time and start building it if that's what you want. Yes.
Yeah. I love that.
And of course, you can always come to a retreat. You can always come for our sessions. But I think that we can also very much ourselves just, you know, drop into our heart and connect with the consciousness.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true, right? So, you know, and that's the thing. It doesn't have to be difficult and complicated, but it does take time to be still and to have and to create that relationship. Or, you know, sometimes we just have to strengthen that relationship, right? But it's definitely possible. But yes, of course, if you would like to work with Natasha, please do so. But, you know, in all circumstances, you know, not every circumstance requires a session, right? So sometimes it might just be the recording, or it might be you just go back and watch and listen to the call again, the show again, right? And do the activation, you know, receive from that activation that she did earlier, right? So, you know, tune in and trust yourself. It always comes down to trusting yourself, but asking yourself questions as well. So, okay, well, you know, do I want to? Why do I want to? Am I coming from a place of lack and scarcity or empowerment? Am I excited to connect with the whales in the ocean? Awesome. Okay, so let's do this then, right? Am I willing to receive the healing? Am I willing to receive the change and the transformation? You know, I mean, I would like to say yes all the time, but that's not always the case, right? So we're not always ready, right? We're not always willing. So it's like, you know, go within and ask, right?
Yeah, sorry, if I may share one more way. Go to the beach. And sit there. And in particular, when the sun shines on the ocean, there's really a portal opening. And just be there, fully present, and just be there. You will see these sparkles of light on the ocean. You will feel it in your heart. And just be there. And that's a way that you can really connect not only to the ocean light, but to the light codes coming in, to the cosmic light, to everything the galactic ocean has to offer.
Beautiful. It's really simple. I love that.
Yeah.
And if you can't go there, because if you're in a landlocked area like me, there's all sorts of videos on YouTube. There's all sorts of pictures. You know, you can take yourself there, right? You know, there's no time and space, right? So you can take yourself there at any moment and just be, right? And just receive. What about a river such as the Indian River? Sure. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Every natural body of water. Well, there's differences in waters as to how much light they can hold from what we made with them, right? From contamination and stuff like that. But if you can get just natural body of water is so, so powerful because it has that crystalline structure to different degrees. Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for that question, Deborah. Awesome. All right. So my goodness, that was so much fun and that was so powerful. And there's so much to talk about with the consciousness of the oceans and of the whales and the wisdom and the healing that's available, the frequency and the vibration that's available for us to up level at this time, especially, you know, so it is the equinox. It is about rebirthing. It is about spring. It is about growth. It is about new beginnings, right? And I always say every day is a chance for a new beginning, right? But it is about, you know, really tuning into your mastery and how you want to show up in the world. What do you want to create, right? What do you want to experience, right? And if you've been hiding, you know, we've been saying for years now, it's like, stop hiding. It's not just for others, it's for yourself, you know, because you're showing up for you. And, you know, we're always thinking about for other people, but it's about showing up for you. And the more you can show up for yourself, then that frequency vibration will radiate out to others and they will be able to tap into it. But if you're not showing up for you, you know, there's nothing there. So please do, right? You know, tap into your mastery, tap into your gifts, your plan, your purpose, your calling, and just start. There's never a better time than now. Right, just start. And there are so many people who are searching for help, searching for assistance, searching for you and what you have to offer. Right, so thank you so much, everybody, for all your questions, and thank you, Natasha, for being here with us again. Absolutely loved it. It was so powerful. The healing, the activation was so powerful as well. And just, you know, I always, you know, get so much from tapping into the ocean and the whales and the dolphins. For me, it's like, it's so, so, so powerful. And it's like about flowing, yes, but there's like such an activation that happens as soon as you start talking about it. And I just love that for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I was so happy that I could bring a little bit of ocean. I know what it's like when we're landlocked and we love the ocean. So I'm so happy that I could bring some ocean to you and to everybody else. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And again, thank you so much, everyone. We'll be back on Thursday, same time, same place. So 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Europe time, and 7 p.m. UK. So I hope you'll join us then. So until next time, may you continue to live your life filled with peace, joy, abundance, happiness. Oh my goodness, I messed it up. But anyways, you know what I mean? Sending you all so much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye for now.